الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila where we will discuss briefly the beautiful life of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is none other than His Eminence, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. But first, please try to make as many good intentions as possible to gain maximum rewards. For example, according to my situation, I will look or listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice them in my life. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends and in my society. In this manner, try to make as many other good intentions as you can to gain maximum thawab and rewards. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri, Razwi Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has quoted a very beautiful narration in regards of the excellence of reciting salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is quoted from Rahatul Qulub in his beautiful risala, his beautiful booklet, namely, Marvels of Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. He writes therein, Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been a very prominent figure in Islam, indeed amongst the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, and this waqia, this incident centers around him and his karama, his marvel or miracle. Once a beggar approached some unbelievers and he asked them for something. These unbelievers, they sent that beggar to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem just for fun, who was sitting nearby. The beggar approached Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem and begged him for something. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem recited salat ala nabi, durood sharif, 10 times and blew on this beggar's palm, then advising the beggar to close his fist and open it in front of those unbelievers. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem sent him back to them. The unbelievers, they were laughing, expecting nothing to happen by just blowing on the palm. When the beggar opened his fist before them, there was a dinar in his palm, a gold coin. Having seen this great marvel, this karama, several unbelievers embraced Islam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatahu salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore we should increase in our recitation of salawat and durood upon the beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once an Abyssinian slave who had great esteem and honor and respect for Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem committed the crime of theft. The people took him to the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander and leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. The slave, he confessed that he had committed that crime of theft. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem then ordered to cut off his hand. He cut off his hand, implementing the law of the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law. When the slave, whose hand was cut, was on his way home, he came across Sayyidina Salman Farsi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ibn al-Kawwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ibn al-Kawwa inquired, "Who has cut off your hand?" The slave, he replied, "Amirul Mu'mineen, Mawla Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he has cut off and severed my hand." Now Ibn al-Kawwa said, "Amazingly, he has cut off your hand and you are still taking his name with such honor and respect?" The slave then replied, "Why should I not admire him? He cut off my hand lawfully and saved me from the torment and azab of Jahannam, of hellfire." Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu listened to what they had said and related the same to Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who then summoned that slave whose hand was cut off. And what did he do? That severed hand, he put it back to the joint of the wrist, covering it with a handkerchief. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did this. Then Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem started to recite something. Meanwhile, a voice was heard from the unseen, "Remove the cloth." When the people removed the cloth, the severed hand of that slave was found reattached with his wrist, leaving no scars behind. Subhanallah. Our Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has beautifully narrated a beautiful shi'r, a couplet, in which he says, "Oh, the one lying on the holy bed of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. Oh, one offering his life for sacrifice during such critical times. Help me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you noticed how Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem reattached the severed hand of the slave by virtue of the special blessings bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal? Surely, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, He Azza wa Jal delegates wonderful powers to His selected and distinguished servants by virtue of which wonderful happenings take place that are unexplainable and actually beyond the comprehension of human beings. Sometimes, having been the victim of satanic whispers, wasawis, some naive people, very unintelligent people, naive people start analyzing these marvels or karamat through their limited common sense. And instead of accepting this way, in this way they go astray. Remember, a karama is such a supernatural manifestation which the human intellect cannot comprehend, cannot understand, which cannot be executed by physical means. On page 58 of the world famous Bahari Shariat, a 1250 page publication of Maktabat al-Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is mentioned there, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'zami rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Irhas is the manifestation of such a thing by a Nabi, a prophet, before the declaration of his prophethood. And if this is manifested after the declaration of his prophethood, then it is called mu'ajiza, miracle, mu'ajiza. If a similar wonder is manifested by a waliullah, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is called a karama. It is called ma'unat if it is exhibited by a mu'min, a true believer. If such a supernatural manifestation is exhibited by some non-believer or a transgressor, then this is termed as istidraj. Once there was such a heavy flood in the river Euphrates, Al-Furat, that inundated all the agricultural fields. The people then turned to the court of Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem stood up at once. He got dressed in the Prophet's blessed robe, Jubba, sacred turban, and the holy shawl. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then mounted his horse, Hasanain Kareemain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and others accompanied him as well. On the bank of Al-Farat, the river Euphrates, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered 2 rakat of Nafil Salah and headed towards the bridge of Al-Furat. Upon reaching that bridge, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem pointed his staff towards the river, and this lowered the water level by a yard just by pointing his staff. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu again pointed his staff towards the river, and again further 1 yard was lowered from the river level or the water level. The third time that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pointed, the water lowered more, up to 3 yards, and this flood then subsided. The people requested, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is enough. Please stop." Subhanallah. Now going on the way to Maqam Safin, the battalion of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem came across a land where there was no sign of water, and the troops, they were exhausted because of intense thirst. A monk of a nearby church informed them that they could find water about 14 kilometers away from there. Some of the companions, they sought permission to go to this place for quenching their thirst. Listening to them, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem mounted his mule, and pointing out to a place, he ordered the ground to be dug there. Now they started to dig until a heavy rock appeared. All their efforts to remove this rock was in vain. Now seeing their efforts, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem dismounted his mule, and the blessed fingers gripped a crack in this rock, and all of a sudden, he pulled this heavy rock out by himself. Immediately a pure and crystal clear stream of water gushed forth from beneath this rock. Thus, this whole battalion quenched their thirst from that. The troops also let their animals drink and fill their containers as well. Then Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, and that monk of the church, he witnessed this karama, this marvel. And he said to Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he asked him, "Are you a prophet?" The response of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem was in negation, in the negative. The monk said and asked, "Then are you an angel?" He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Of course not." He then asked, "Then who are you?" Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem replied, "I am one of the Sahaba, the companions of the last Prophet Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had also advised me of something important." Having heard this much, the monk recited the Kalima Sharif, the article of faith, and became a Muslim. He embraced Islam. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem asked him, "Why have you taken such a long time in embracing Islam?" This monk said, "It has been written in our religious books that there is a hidden stream near the church which will be revealed by a prophet or a companion of the prophet. And hence, I and many other monks before me, they stayed at this very church waiting for this occurrence. Today, my dream came true to witness the event when you uncovered the mystery of this hidden stream. I therefore wholeheartedly embraced Islam." Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem wept so much. He wept so much that his blessed beard was drenched in tears. He then said, "Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I have been mentioned even in their books The monk became one of the companions and warriors of Sayyidina Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem and died as a martyr while fighting against the Syrians. Sayyidina Ali karamullahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem himself buried him and prayed for his forgiveness. Subhanallah. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said a very beautiful couplet, a shu'r, that O Murtada, O the Lion of Allah, O the one who knocked down Marhab. Marhab was an unbeliever who was a renowned wrestler, that is Marhab bin Harith, a renowned wrestler of the Arab, of the Arabs, and a warlord of the fort of Khaybar. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi continues, O the victorious one of Khaybar, O my master, O the one defeating the enemy's battalion alone, O the interceder, help me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the commander and leader of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, was present in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Kaaba Sharif with both of his sons, Sayyidina Imam Hussein and Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Noticing a person who was making dua and supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem ordered to bring this person to him. One side of his body was affected by paralysis. Therefore, he moved whilst crawling and came to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem inquired about what had happened to him. This person said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I was bold in committing sins. And my father, who was a righteous and pious Muslim, he would repeatedly prevent me from sinning. Once my anger boiled over upon his advising me, and I hit him hard. Having been hit, my father then sorrowfully went to the Kaaba Sharif and made dua and supplications against me. All of a sudden, I was under his curse and one side of my body was affected by paralysis. And furthermore, I had to move whilst crawling on the ground. This divine punishment taught me an admonitory lesson, and I asked my father's pardon and forgiveness tearfully. Being helpless with fatherly love, he had pity on me and he forgave me. He then said to me, my son, come with me. I will pray for your health exactly at the same place, exactly at the same place where I had cursed you. Thus, we were on our way to Makkah Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafa wa Ta'azima, riding a she-camel. All of a sudden, she stumbled. My father then fell down between two solid rocks and passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Now I have come here alone to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Kaaba Sharif. I keep on praying tearfully to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for my health. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem listened to his sorrowful story and said sympathetically, O person, if your father was really pleased with you, then have sabr, have patience, inshallah azza wa jal, everything will be okay. Then Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem offered a few rak'at of salah, praying for the healing of this person, and then he said, Qum, meaning stand up. Upon listening to this, the person stood up comfortably and succeeded in moving normally. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once there was a person named Abu Ja'far from Kufa, who was fair to everybody in his dealings. In particular, he would accept the lowest price paid by anyone from amongst the progeny of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, or he would record the amount as a debt to Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Unfortunately, he turned to be insolvent, bankrupt, with the passage of time. Once he was sitting by the door of his house, a man was going past and he taunted him, "Has your big debtor," that is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "settled the debt yet or not?" He was greatly shocked by the taunt hurled at him. When he slept at night, he was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hasanain Kareemain radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were also with him. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked his grandsons about their father. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem replied from behind, "O Prophet, I am present here." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then inquired, "Why do you not fulfill his right?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have already brought the money with me. Hand it over to him," said the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem then handed over a woolen pouch full of money to this person and said, "This is your due." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said to the person, "Receive it and do not refuse anyone from his progeny who comes and asks you for a loan. From now onwards, you will never suffer poverty, destitution, and deprivation." When he awoke, this person, he found the very woolen pouch in his hand. He called his wife and said, "Tell me, am I asleep or am I awake?" She replied, "You are fully awake." He became jubilant and joyous and related the entire story to his wife. When he checked the list of the debtors, he found that there was not a single penny of debt mentioned in the name of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. That is, all the debts recorded in the list were found to be paid off. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen, have you heard some of these karamat, only some of them, these miracles, these karamat of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem? How great the rank and status of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him. And he was one of those great Sahaba ikram who were in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the faydan and blessings of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessings bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jalla, these karamat and miracles he had performed amongst the people. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us his true love for the Ahlul Bayt, true love for all Sahaba ikram, true love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we may become the true slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Domain Abu Bakr al-Sayyid.